when you're looking at the kind of the topics that you're hearing at the door at these meet and greets, what are some of the issues that that you're hearing from residents and supporters about what they're kind of hoping out of your leadership?
Affordability and Trump. Those are the two main things that I hear about. I mean, people are still really concerned about how expensive things are like housing and groceries, number one thing for sure. And then there's a lot of anxiety about Trump and what these potential tariffs could mean for our economy, for jobs in general. So those are the number two things, the two top things that I'm hearing from folks.
And it's interesting you bring up Trump, because I think that's kind of crossing party lines too, because I think the premier here is one of the reasons he's kind of jumping on that train too, is not necessarily the villain idea, but you think, is it the uncertainty of what that presidency is going to create, maybe?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, I wouldn't call him a villain, but what I would say is that the threat of 25% tariffs will have a huge impact on our economy. You know, being in Southern Ontario, I mean, our trade is with the United States. Like, that's our main trading partner. And so, and for decades, we have built a partnership and an allyship and a friendship where we build things together. You know, I'm from Burlington, Ontario. I live next door to the Ford assembly plant in Oakville. And during the first Trump presidency, I was sent on a trade mission to Buffalo. And I toured the Ford stamping plant there. And the Ford stamping plant in Buffalo wouldn't exist if the Oakville assembly plant wasn't there. Right. Like, the number of times that car parts go across the border is huge. We build things together. And so there is an interdependence on both sides of the border. And so this creates a lot of anxiety for people. And if you think about the direct jobs that are impacted, there's also the indirect jobs that support those plants and those things that trade with the United States. So I understand why Canadians feel this anxiety, because there is a lot of uncertainty. But what I also will say is that I think we have, you know, we've got a lot of tricks up our sleeve, right? And as Canadians, we are resilient, we're tough, but we're also really smart. And so, you know, even though the United States is threatening these tariffs, and even though this could have a really huge economic impact on us, we know how to deal with this. We know how to stand up for ourselves. And, you know, we know how do I say this in a way that's like polite? You know, hit them where it hurts, right? Mm-hmm. And to demonstrate to Americans that we don't want to do this because we want to be friends and we want to be allies. And that's what we think we do best together. But don't mess with us, because we know how to make this hurt for you as well.
And for yourself, when you look at the campaign, I mean, the election within the election is somebody who's looking to be party leader.
Yeah.
Is there one thing that you think really separates yourself from the friendly competition that goes in at leadership within the party?
Yeah, look, I'm thrilled at who's put their names forward. I think that's a great thing for the Liberal Party of Canada, to see that you've got, you know, three very different candidates and a number of others who are putting their names forward and who believe in the party and who believe in Canada. I think that's fantastic. Where I'm different is I'm a grassroots politician. I'm someone who, like, spends a lot of time in my community. I'm a mom of two young kids. I take them to, you know, soccer practice on the weekends. Like, I'm very much involved in my community. Mm-hmm. And I understand what people are going through right now. You know, I work in Ottawa, but I always say I live in Burlington. That's my home. That's my community. And I'm engaged with people, and I listen to them when I take my kids to daycare or pick them up from school. And we have those conversations about what's going on. And so I think what sets me apart is my, like, real understanding of what people are going through right now, and my desire not to be somebody but to do things, and to actually do things that are going to make a positive impact on people's lives.